Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, as we continue the long slog post-election, there have actually been some developments in the court cases in the last 24 hours in a couple of different states. Joining me to discuss this up first today is Kerry Sheffield from Just the News AM. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, in Wisconsin, 250,000 people were allowed to vote with by skipping voter ID rolls because they were allowed to be called shut-ins during COVID. There are really concrete things that have happened that affected large numbers of votes beyond the mathematical analyses.
And that is John Solomon, who was on with Lou Dobbs last night on the Fox Business Network and really continued to do what he's done so well over the last number of years, and that is to continue to put facts out there when everybody else in the news business is trying to stake out places to, you know, have opinions from. John Solomon, very humbly, very bluntly, just putting the facts out there. And what he's talking about is true. There's been a number of developments in a couple of key states in the last 2 days that have seen some forward momentum for the Trump team, which has been, to be candid, under fire a little bit by those that have been critical of their efforts because they said, well, you haven't shown us any evidence. Here to discuss is the anchor of John Solomon's Just the News Network. Their partnership, of course, with Real America's Voice, something was announced here on this show with John Solomon and Gina Loudon a few weeks ago. But Kerry Sheffield, longtime anchor for another television operation here out of New York that I used to be a guest on, has moved over to Just the News. She's been their White House correspondent for a bit of time, but now anchoring the Just the News AM broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern. And you can get that on places like Pluto and Dish and Apple TV, Roku, a whole bunch of other places. And it's going to be going to more places because right now there is a hunger for quality journalism. Kerry Sheffield, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me, and thank you for that setup.
Yeah. Let's talk about a little bit about what Just the News has reported over the last couple of days, specifically Wisconsin and Nevada having little like cracks, maybe tiny little glimmers of hope for the Trump team. What do they look like?
Well, sure. Absolutely. So both those states are calling into question. You have people in the legislative branch who are raising the flag, because not only in those two states, but also in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan as well, folks from the legislative branch and other offices as well are saying there are a lot of irregularities and a lot of patterns here that just don't seem to pass muster. And so there have been announcements in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan that the legislatures are going to be holding public hearings on the 2020 election. And that really gets into the Constitution, the Article 1, Section 4, of who has the right to set the time and place of the election. And the Constitution says it's the legislature. So you're really going for a constitutional showdown. And so whether it's Nevada or Wisconsin or any of these other states, this is all up for play right now.
Yeah. And if I heard you correctly, you did make clear that Pennsylvania is one of the states that is inviting these hearings into the elections goings on.
Correct. Yes. Pennsylvania is hosting a hearing actually today, scheduled for today on this issue. We're going to be covering that and giving you all the updates on that. We've been told in the Pennsylvania legislative hearing that the expectation will be in part some data that's focused on screenshots, actually, of showing how the irregularities of returns for the president were actually showing that the president was losing votes over the course of the night. So it's one thing for incrementally for Joe Biden to supersede the growth and have an increase, but it's quite a different thing when you have the president actually losing votes.
Right, because I don't know. I've never seen that, like, just being practical, I've never seen that take place. I've never seen where you votes counted, you've had X number, and then suddenly you have fewer than that. Because I don't know of any process that takes votes away unless you're disenfranchising ballots in the aftermath. But that's curious how it would happen on election night.
Correct. And this is screenshots from the Pennsylvania, their own data, government official websites, their own canvassing websites from the Secretary of State. So it's not coming from a secondary source like a New York Times or 538 ballot count, which a lot of those we've seen whizzed around on the internet. This is directly screenshots from the government source itself. Yeah. And to your question on Nevada, the breaking news we heard out of Nevada yesterday was that a Nevada judge has agreed to hear evidence of illegal voting and allow Republicans in the Trump campaign to depose those who say that there is irregularity about or illegal voting.
Right. Well, I can't help but see if this debate goes from the courtroom over to the legislative bodies, which, as you just said, Carrie Sheffield, this is the legislatures are the ones that the Constitution says gets to make the rules about how the electors are decided. If the legislatures decide that their outcomes in their states have been fraudulent, you don't even need the courts, correct?
Well, and that's where you're certainly going to have the dispute. But
right.
Because, for example, in Pennsylvania, the legislature exactly was trying to assert just that, because the Pennsylvania legislature is controlled by Republicans, but the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania is majority Democrat,
yeah,
or appointed by Democrats. And so so there was the showdown over the time and place of how these, whether the absentee ballots could be accepted after Election Day, and the state Supreme Court intervened and said, yes, it could be up to 3 days. And the legislature said, no, this is not,
well, they specifically,
the federal constitution.
They specifically debated that in their legislation and said, we're not going to allow that. And so the judge randomly acted in this way. And it's interesting. I had Andy McCarthy on Monday, and he was saying, you know, the Supreme Court's going to be hesitant to take up an appeal from a state court that has made a ruling in a state legislated matter. I see the Supreme Court, though, having to weigh in if a legislature says, we don't certify this election. The Democrats will go to some court and say you have to. There's going to have to be some sort of remedy that goes outside of the legislature versus the court's debate. And I would think the Supreme Court or the federal court next level, third district, whatever it is, would be the likely outcome where that remedy would be sought.
Well, and that's where this is really uncharted territory. And this gets into the Amistad Project, because the claims they're making, and they're going nationwide. In Wisconsin, they just filed yesterday, they announced an emergency petition in Wisconsin where they are flagging a red flag on 150,000 potentially fraudulent ballots. And they're saying that statistically, and we at Just the News, we've worked with Matt Brainerd, who is the former data guy for the 2016 campaign. The data that we found, and Phil Klein is actually basing his lawsuit in part on the data that we worked with Matt Brainerd on, was basically showing that there were tens of thousands, according to this data, of ballots of Republicans who either, A, they cast their ballot and they never got confirmation that it was received or counted, or B, someone else requested a ballot for them and they said they swore they never requested it. And so there's just this huge chunk of the electorate that, based on this research, not only in Wisconsin but also in Pennsylvania, potentially up to 100,000 at least. And we have a sworn affidavit in Pennsylvania on the estimate of up to 100,000 Pennsylvania ballots from a Princeton-trained and Yale-trained mathematician who's now a professor at Williams College in statistics, saying that this is just so highly irregular, the patterns that we're seeing here.
No, it's not passed the smell test for a while, but I think what the Trump team has had trouble doing is putting together the understanding of connecting the dots to show how the reason why it doesn't make sense. And I think it sounds like what we're starting to see is some light being shed in that direction. And who knows, if you have all six swing states having legislative hearings on this and those legislatures come to a different conclusion than their courts did, this thing is far from over. And I know that they need to go to Just the News to get the honest reporting of Carrie Sheffield and John Solomon and the rest of the team to make sure that they have the facts and nothing but the facts. Carrie, thank you for illuminating us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Watch her weekdays at 9 a.m. on Just the News AM. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.